USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. The Customs and Border Patrol commissioner saying of the death of this second child, the little boy.
It was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed that the child did not appear to be well on the morning of Christmas Eve and made the decision to transport the child and the father to the hospital. And it was the emergency room doctors and nurses who made the decision to discharge the young boy.
Commissioner Kevin McAleenan was speaking on CBS this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
President Trump holding a video conference with military personnel around the world on Christmas Day, saying he's proud to be their commander-in-chief.
Hello and Merry Christmas, very special people. Thank you very much. There's no greater privilege for me than to serve as your commander, and you know that.
Some criticizing the president, as it's the first time in 16 years that a president of the United States didn't visit troops personally around a Christmas holiday. President Trump also saying in that video conference with troops that the government shutdown will continue until lawmakers give him money to complete the wall on the border with Mexico. He says they can call it whatever they want, a fence or a wall, but he says the government will not reopen until lawmakers give him the $5 billion he wants for the border wall that he says is already being built. A winter storm making its way across the U.S. could create a traffic and air travel nightmare over the next few days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Next month's annual Women's March in Chicago has been called off. Local organizers saying they canceled the event because of the time and the cost required, but that local chapter has also been distancing itself from the national group after one of the group's leaders attended a Nation of Islam event in Chicago, where Louis Farrakhan made comments perceived to be anti-Semitic. The annual January March has drawn thousands of people the last 2 years. Britain is planning to forbid the sale of puppies and kittens at pet shops nationwide there in an effort to crack down on animal abuse. The British government says it will be rolling out such legislation next year after holding public consultations, what we would call public hearings here in the colonies. They say some of those that were already held indicated about 95% of British residents support such a ban. And a Florida couple still stunned by what their son gave them for Christmas after Brady Singer got a $4.25 million bonus signing with the Kansas City Royals of Major League Baseball last summer after he wound up his career at Florida as the best college baseball player. Well, the first round draft pick used some of the money to pay off every cent of his parents' debts. A video of mom and dad crying as they read the letter from him making that announcement has gone viral. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.